San Francisco has joined the rest of the Bay Area and is imposing a curfew on its residents to prevent another incident of mass looting like the one we saw over the weekend. This while the city is trying to figure out the best way to reopen during this coronavirus pandemic. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central News line and talk with San Francisco Mayor London Breed. Mayor Breed, you grew up in San Francisco. It was clear from your comments outside City Hall yesterday that the situation we find ourselves in is a very personal one for you. And I want to start by asking you to share with us a little bit about how your own experience is informing your decision-making right now about curfews and police response and the like.
Well, I just want to back up and I want to say this curfew is not about mass looting. This curfew is about making sure that we keep people safe. We know that this whole movement and the protests are spawned out of what we know, sadly, has happened far too often in this country. African-American men, unfortunately, dying at the hands of white police officers, and no one seeming to do anything about it. And then as a mayor and as a black woman, it's really tough because I am here managing a police force in San Francisco, and my goal, of course, is to protect and to support every citizen of the city. But I understand in many instances the pain, the hurt, the frustration, the fact that you think no one is understanding or hearing, especially if you are either a black man or you have black sons or you have black brothers or you have black family members who have had those kinds of experiences with law enforcement. So I know there's a lot of pain, but there's also a line that we want to make sure that there are some people who are taking advantage of this situation and crossing. And not only, it's not just about destroying property, it's about harming other people. It's about diverting resources when, you know, they're setting fires and doing things that forces us to spend all of our time, our resources on one situation when someone else in the city could be having a heart attack where no ambulance could reach them. So I think there's a balance here. Yes, people should have the opportunity to express themselves, but we also have a responsibility to keep people in this city safe.
Do you think the curfew is working, and how long do you anticipate keeping it in effect?
I think the curfew had been, it was very helpful, along with the additional resources that the governor provided us with, mutual aid in the form of police officers from around the region. It was very helpful. And I think that the goal is to monitor the situation. There are things that we're notified about that require us to be prepared. I'd like to get rid of the curfew as quickly as we possibly can. We're actually looking at extending the time on the curfew because we've heard from a number of people in terms of restaurants, in terms of deliveries and grocery stores and people who needed to get out and get things that they wanted to push back. So we are looking at that as a possibility. But we are hopeful that we, as soon as we think we can safely remove this curfew, I will do it as soon as I possibly can.
Mayor Breed, you have asked the National Guard to be on the lookout, on hold, if you will, on standby. Help us understand what it would take to cross a threshold to bring in the National Guard in San Francisco.
I think what we initially made the request, we were, instead of the National Guard, we were provided mutual aid, which was in the form of police officers from all over the region, and that was extremely helpful. I think when it crosses that threshold, there's not enough additional assistance in mutual aid because you know that cities in this region are all dealing with the challenges that we had to deal with here in San Francisco Saturday night. And so when that is exhausted, because the governor is providing not only mutual aid to so many cities throughout the state, but also the National Guard in the case of Los Angeles, I think when that is exhausted, then that's the next step. But what I believe is happening right now in San Francisco, I am hopeful that we will not get there. I don't think we're going to get there. And I think what we've had in terms of a combination of the curfew as well as the mutual aid, it made the world of difference for our city.
How is the cleanup going? What have you heard from businesses in downtown and the areas that experienced some looting and vandalism? Have they been able to clean things up, board things up?
I think people are cleaning things up. We were able to, very next day, Sunday, by about noon, there were a lot of businesses that were already boarded up. Glass was cleaned up almost instantly. The city deployed a lot of resources out into various communities. We are still trying to clean up a lot of the graffiti on properties all over the city. I mean, you know, it's unfortunate, it's sad. The mess we can clean up, the lives lost, we can't bring them back. So I think putting that into perspective, we are really pushing this because we don't want people to hurt. We don't want the protesters to get hurt. We don't want any of the shop owners to get hurt. And that's what this is about. And sadly, things have, you know, elevated to a point where that could quickly happen. I don't know if you heard the press conference that Chief Scott and I did, and he talked about even the Rodney King riots where 64 people in Los Angeles died. I mean, these things can get completely out of hand quickly, and we are doing everything we can to keep people safe.
Of course, all of this is unfolding amidst a coronavirus pandemic, and prior to the events of the past week, you were in the process of trying to figure out how to reopen the city. Talk about the ways that this is complicating that effort and how you're going to go about doing that.
Well, it's made things more challenging. My hope, especially with all the protests, with all the direct interaction, that we don't see a spike in the number of cases of people who are infected by the coronavirus. We've seen the curve decline in the city, and in fact, I've even directed the Department of Public Health to speed up our initial proposed reopening plan. And this gives us cause for concern, because I know people are anxious to get back to work. Our economy is hurting. People's lives whose livelihood is their business, it's a problem. So it's complicating things for sure, but I'm still fully committed to trying to get our city open as quickly and as safely as possible.
There had been some talk about some workers coming back on June 15th. Have you heard from business owners and those operating those companies about whether, in fact, a lot of them are going to do that?
I think that most of the businesses that are able to telecommute, they are making a decision to allow their employees to continue to do that. And there are businesses like our retailers and folks who are the hair salons and barbershops and other smaller businesses, they are coming back to work. So I think it may not be a huge influx, but I think that people are ready and they're prepared to keep their employees and their customers safe. And we want to make sure that we provide them the support necessary to do that. It's going to be challenging. And I think that we're talking about not only a loss to wages of employees, but we're also talking about a loss of taxes and resources for the city without conventions, without hotel tax, without payroll tax, and a number of other things. So this is going to be really tough. This is going to be a important transition in terms of how we do it. The ultimate goal, we got to make sure we support our workers in this city, get our city back on track, and we do so safely.
Mayor Breed, thanks so much for making some time for us. We very much appreciate it. Again, San Francisco Mayor London Breed.